Good morning. And a Merry Christmas to you. You always think as Christmas has come and come and come, and I've had a few now, and you just think, what's going to be different? What am I going to get that I've never had before? Those socks that turn up every time, those things. But my privilege is to share a few thoughts from God's Word. If you have a Bible, we're going to look at a passage of Scripture. And I themed all this morning around surprises and the surprise of Christmas. Surprises are amazing things. And some people hate surprises. And if somebody's planning a surprise, they really do not want it. They panic if there's a surprise. I just need to know everything. Don't surprise me. And there are other people that love a surprise. They just are like, wow, give me so many surprises. But we're going to look at an amazing surprise in Scripture. And it is around the shepherd's theme. You may have noticed that theme coming through this morning. I'm going to talk for a little bit of time. Then we're going to sing a couple of carols. And then we're all going to go off and eat Brussels. Luke chapter 2 says this. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in clothes and living in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and to earth, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." Then the angels had left and gone into heaven. The shepherds said to one another, I'm sure they said a few things to one another. "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph. What happened to the sheep? But that's theologically. Mary and Joseph and the baby and was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in the heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just had they been told. And then it goes on from there. I find it amazing as you read these passages. You've probably been maybe looking at some carol services, readings have come forward, and we can romanticize a little bit about some of these passages, but to be surprised by fear is actually where the shepherds were. And shepherds were just ordinary people. They weren't in the synagogue, they weren't part of that community, they were out in the fields. Isn't it fascinating that God chooses to come to ordinary people to bring the good news of the gospel firsthand? And a shepherd's life was a unique life. They lived out in the wild. They were known to be lesser class, not down class, but just lesser class. And then the angels appeared, and they were terrified. You know what I feel many, many people is they fear that if God comes to them, he's out to get them. That he's out to bring back to them all the things they've done. And there's a fear that is not a healthy fear of God. They're just afraid that all of the things they've done will be revealed. And you may think, I don't want God to come to me. There's a fear of encountering the Savior that keeps you from responding to him. It's a real fear. It's a fear of shame. It's a fear of some of the things I've done. It's a fear of consequences. And I find it amazing that one of the main reasons that people won't respond to the Savior of the world is because they're afraid of what he will say to them, of what he will bring up, whether he'll catalogue the things you've done. And yet, he just wants you to come home. He's just welcoming you back. But it kind of surprises you because no one else is like that. If your boss rings you, what do you immediately think? What have I done? When I was National Director of Youth for Christ, I would often talk to people and I'd say, I'd really like to catch a conversation with you. And I just said it like that. But these people would go off and their mind would go, what does he want a conversation about? What is going on? What is it? And there was fear. And I discovered, oh, I have more power than I thought. But there's fear. There's fear. I remember when a policeman came to the front of my house when I had teenage boys. I was consumed with fear. The surprise. First of all, are they hurt? But then very quickly, what have they done? People are like that with God. There's a fear, and it stops them from embracing the Son of God. And so immediately that God speaks to you this morning, and I pray that he does, he says, don't be afraid. Don't let fear stop you from entering into all that I have for you. Don't let fear be the very thing, because there's shame, there's things you've seen, there's things you've done. He says, I just want you to come home. I want you to embrace the Christmas story. So the first thing is we can be surprised by fear. The second, and they said you can speak for as long as you like, but everybody's going home really quickly. I got to, let me try that one. Does that move to the next one? Flick it to the next one. Great. The transformation when you come home is that the joy of the good news of a Savior is a reality in your life. These shepherds, terrified. The first thing God says to you is when you start to come home, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. And we live in a society that's desperate for good news, that's desperate for hope. And the angels say, I bring you good news of great joy. Today, a Savior is born. Well, it's a baby. How is it a Savior? Because it was predicting the prophecy that had happened all those years before. And now God was stepping into time, because between the Old Testament and the New Testament, there was a 400-year gap where God never spoke. Now it was the time where a Savior was to be born. And this Savior was actually going to bring about good news of great joy, because today in the city of David, he has been born to you. But he wants to be born in you. Imagine the transformation of the shepherds. They're scared. They're full of fear, and the reassurance is Don't fear. The good news is the Savior's been born. You need to go. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. You need to go. And as you go, believe the angels. And then they broke into song. Because that's what angels do. They broke into song because this had been prophesied. This had been redeemed. This was going to change all of history. So they couldn't not sing. But before the singing, let me deal with your fear. And let me bring you joy and peace. That's the process. Good friend of mine, Andrew, was speaking at a church just over the Christmas period. And after he's finished speaking at the church, he was hanging around the entrance, and this lad came up to him. He's quite sheepish. And he said, did you enjoy the service? He said, yeah, I kind of did. It's always difficult when you're the preacher. And he says, yeah, I kind of did. And he said, well, how comes you're here? He said, well, that's the mystery. He's from Wales. And he said, let me tell you my story. He said, I'd love to hear your story. He said, I was in a pub. And with a few farmers and a few shepherds. And we were having a drink. Various pints were coming. And then someone who I didn't really know, he wasn't part of our group, just came up alongside me and said, you don't fit in here. And it's like, you're right. I don't fit in here. So I just said, what'd you do? He said, I put my pint down and I left the pub. Yeah, I just walked out. I thought, I don't fit in here. And then he said, 2 days later, I was out with my sheep. And it was the most beautiful night. The moon was just bright. And I looked at creation and I just became aware of a presence. And so he said, I invited Jesus to come into my life. Up until then, I'd been kind of scared of God. But God came in. I didn't fully understand it. But he said, I experienced forgiveness and a peace. It was transformative. So he said, what happened then? He said, what happened then is I went back to the pub. He said, why'd you go back to the pub? He said, I went back to the pub to tell everybody in the pub what had happened to me out in the field. And he said, then I realized I need to be part of a worshiping community, so I'm coming to this here. But he said, it's very different to the pub. But let me tell you, the natural intent is when you meet this Jesus, it's transformative to the people that you go back to. You see, it's interesting, the shepherds then went and told everyone. It was so transformative that they said, this that we have seen has changed our lives. Isn't it interesting? Every person that saw the Savior, their lives were changed. Whether it's the wise men, Mary and Joseph, everyone that met this baby, their lives were never going to be the same again. It was transformative. You see, the amazing thing about this day in history is it's transformative today to a shepherd in Wales in exactly the same way as it was back in Bethlehem. That's why we bring you good news. Because this good news is transformative. we're going to go the other way with one more, because I'm not good with this technology. Surprised by fear, go to the next one. Surprised by joy, and go to the third one. It is surprisingly transformative. You see, the shepherds, they arrive. Everything that has happened, Mary and Joseph, they see a baby. But they know it's the Savior of the world. They know that this baby's going to grow, as Mark said, and he's going to be nailed onto a cross. But this baby, the same Spirit that created the birth of the baby in Mary, is the same Spirit that will create the birth of new life in you. It's the same Spirit. So what I offer to you today is not great carols, and they are. Is not great scripture, and it is. But I offer you the Holy Spirit to come into your life and transform you. And let me tell you what will happen. Whether you're a shepherd on a hillside, you'll go back to the place where you're from and you'll tell them, this is real because it's changed my life. You'll go back and you'll discover the transforming power of the Holy Spirit that'll redeem your marriage, that'll redeem your family, that'll redeem your relationships, that will bring peace in a world of conflict, that will bring comfort in a situation of pain, because this same Savior is very much alive in 2024. And he's very real. So, in conclusion, there's a miracle. In conclusion, don't let fear. But let me tell you some other fears. Fears of what others will think if you respond to this Jesus. Interesting, that shepherd on a hillside in Wales didn't care what the guys in the pub thought, because he'd encountered a presence and he'd experienced it. And they couldn't deny his experience. And he said, the conversations in the pub, he said, I now go back to the pub regularly and we chat about what happened to me. And I say it can happen to them. Because this Jesus has that ability. So don't let fear. And you may think, well, I'm not the type. Listen, every type was in this story. From wise kings to shepherds to Mary to Joseph. This is for everyone. Everyone. And it's a gift. In conclusion, how does the transformation happen? Well, the transformation happens with a very simple reflection. And the reflection is this: Jesus, you are the Savior of the world. And because I acknowledge that, I invite you to transform me. I want to be a different person. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better mother. I want to be a different person than the person I am. I'm anxious. I'm fearful. I want to be changed. And I want to fit in with the God who created me this way So that Christmas is a celebration in my life of the God who meets me in 2024. Isn't that good news? Isn't that the best news that you could ever bring? And when you do get that, it is transformative. I never thought I would be standing in front of you telling you this story when I was 16, an East Ender in London, just a few years ago. But it's so transformative that you discover that this good news is for everyone. So if you've never encountered it, it's really simple. Just say yes. Just accept the invitation and let the transformation begin for everyone. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing a carol, and then we're going to sing another carol. Now, the second carol is Silent Night. That's right, isn't it? I'm a prophet as well. And during that carol, we're going to do something a little bit creative, which is very scary. We have some sticks here that are called glow sticks. And we're going to distribute them to everybody with some tags as well. So we're going to give you a gift. And as you break it, it then will light up. And as it lights up, it's just an acknowledgement that the light of God is in me. And into this dark world, we need more light. And you are that light. So we're going to distribute these in the first carol. And then in the second carol, you should all have them. This could go crazily wrong, but wouldn't it be fun on Christmas Day? And you can break it. If you need a tag, we'll give you a tag as well. And then we'll just have it glowing right across the auditorium. So that's what's going to happen. And the guy that organized this is not here this morning. Let's pray. Father, it's so amazing, this story, that you meet ordinary shepherds just doing their regular thing. And then you break into our lives, their lives. And we've turned up this morning as regular people, not expecting that you, the living God, want to break into our lives. You want to surprise us. You want to transform us because you want us to come home. And so I pray that we would respond to your invitation. And that fear won't stop us. But the Savior of the world will draw us with his love. So may this Christmas be a Christmas of new life and transformation in my life, in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to tell you how we're going to respond to that. But we're going to sing the first carol, and then we're going to go through this crazy process of doing the lights.
That's brilliant. We'll stay.